Welcome to the All Heads Digest, your go-to resource for data-driven knowledge about Gen Z. We present valuable insights about this fascinating generation in a convenient and easily accessible format.
You are listening to the article, What to Say When They're Frustrated, a guide on intergenerational conflict in the workplace. Today's workplace is a melting pot of diversity, a vibrant spectrum of ages, cultures, backgrounds, and experiences. It's not uncommon to find traditionalists, baby boomers, Generation X, and millennials, four distinct generations, working under the same roof. This mix, while enriching, can sometimes lead to intergenerational conflict, causing tension, misunderstanding, and frustration. Root of conflicts. A study published in the Journal of Business and Psychology found that these conflicts often arise from differences in work values and communication styles across generations. Picture a baby boomer, born between 1946 and 1964, who is likely to value traditional hierarchies and respect authority. Contrast this with millennials, born between 1981 and 1996, and Gen Z employees, born between 1997 and 2012, who may be more inclined to question authority and seek equality. Meeting scenario. Now, imagine a meeting scenario. The baby boomers in the room might naturally defer to the senior executive's opinion, while the younger millennials in the same meeting might question or challenge it. This inherent difference in approach can cause growing tension and often lead to misunderstandings. Communication styles. Another key contributor to intergenerational conflict is communication style. A study published in the Journal of Organizational Behavior underlines this. Older generations often prefer face-to-face or telephone conversations, while younger generations lean towards digital communication channels, such as emails and instant messages. Response time. Consider this scenario. A manager, a Gen X, sends a follow-up email after a meeting. The Gen Z employees respond almost instantly, while the baby boomers prefer to discuss it in person during the next meeting. This divergence in response time and mode of communication can fuel friction within the team. Actionable tips. 1. Foster a culture of mutual respect and understanding. Encourage a workplace culture that recognizes and appreciates the unique strengths of each generation. From the vast experience and wisdom of baby boomers, the balanced approach of Gen X, the fresh perspectives of millennials, to the advanced tech savviness of Gen Z, every generation has something valuable to contribute. 2. Facilitate open, respectful communication. Encourage team members to openly discuss their communication preferences. A Gen Z might prefer emails, while a baby boomer might be more comfortable with face-to-face conversations. Understanding and respecting these preferences can help reduce misunderstandings and foster a healthier team dynamic. 3. Implement training programs. Consider organizing workshops and training sessions that educate employees about the unique characteristics and preferences of each generation. These sessions might include role-playing exercises, group discussions, and team-building activities that promote empathy and understanding. 4. Encourage mentoring across generations. Establish a mentoring program that pairs younger employees with more experienced ones. This not only facilitates a beneficial knowledge transfer, but also promotes understanding and respect across generations. 5. Review and update company policies regularly. Ensure that your company policies do not inadvertently favor one generation over the other. For example, flexible work hours might be more important for millennials and Gen Z, while traditional office hours may suit baby boomers and Gen X more. Strive to find a balance that caters to everyone's needs. 6. Celebrate diversity. Regularly organize activities that celebrate the diverse workforce. These could be team lunches, off-site trips, or cultural celebrations where employees get a chance to interact with each other beyond the confines of work. Conclusion. Interpreting intergenerational conflicts in the workplace as a negative phenomenon would be a mistake. When managed effectively, these differences can lead to innovative solutions, a dynamic work environment, and a more productive team. Managing intergenerational conflict requires patience, understanding, and most importantly, a willingness to adapt. By taking proactive steps to bridge these generational gaps, you can create a workplace that is not just tolerant of generational differences, but truly values and leverages them. Remember, the strength of a team lies in its diversities of age, gender, ethnicity, and beyond that, the diversity of thought, experience, and perspective. Got any other questions or something you want to share with us? Feel free to drop a comment below and we'll get back to you ASAP.